Higher, higher, baby. Can you feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it? Do you feel the same we hide it? I down so high. We could make it feel that way.
So right.
Roma, let's smoke. Yeah. Got to get high.
I've been high since the last song. And I just been smoking and smoking. Smoke another black, roll another up. You know that we can really ease your mind.
Every time I smoke a reefer, that indo high makes me fly.
If everybody smoked a blunt, we lead the mind, the world could be a better place. If everybody took a break and we all just get wasted.
Smoked out, out, out. Smoked out, out, out. Choked out, out. Pull another O, oh, out. Oh, oh.
Today's topic, y'all, is weed,
sex,
drugs.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm getting my leafy adornment together.
We're dressed for the occasion. You should see it.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, yes, we are exploring the topic of weed, sex, drugs today because as most of you callers know, it's definitely a part of the culture today. It's in the music, it's in the food, It's in the sex. It's definitely in the drugs.
In the air while you walk down the street in D.C.
It's everywhere.
D.C.'s lit right now. The cannabis culture is popping in D.C. right now. But
we're seeing more Mama Juana Fest than most.
Mama Juana.
More smoke outs, all that. So we want to cover the topic because, you know, we want to know your experiences with weed, sex, and drugs.
All right, Uncensored. Where do you want to start this out?
So we're going to start off with actually defining a drug. What is your definition of a drug?
Well, I just want to say that weed is not a drug, which is why we separated it. Weed, sex, drugs. Weed is a plant. It grows. It just happens to get you high if you set it on fire. I don't know what to tell you. So, but drugs. What do you classify as a drug?
I know. What about the other drugs that also grow?
Naturally. I mean, I live a plant-based lifestyle, you know, so I'm cool with shrooms or weed or that's probably where it extends. That's it. I don't know.
Basically, if God made it, it's all right.
But I'm not.
That's my rule.
I'm not here
if
for.
If he planted it, then it's probably okay. You just need to figure out the right way to handle it.
Right. Like, I'm not really big on cocaine. That's not my thing. Never tried it. But if somebody handed me a pure coca leaf, I might chew that bitch. Just saying.
I might dip it down in my tea or something.
You know, make some tea, right? I might see what it's about, but how it gets to a white powder, I'm not down with all that.
I don't know that whole process, but it doesn't seem right.
I don't know.
So what I consider a drug is anything that is modified from its original state, modified from its original use, anything that sedates, activates, or produces a bodily change from its normalcy. And that could be NyQuil, food, energy drinks, great sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great sex. That is a drug. Sex is a drug.
Sex can be a drug.
It changes your hormones and
love is a drug.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so what's your favorite drug to have sex on or with?
And how would you say that?
weed definitely is always good to have sex with.
on weed.
Yeah, I think that high is always great when it comes to sex.
I agree.
Drunk sex is great at 3 a.m. in the morning. Ain't it?
Very,
very. Shout out to our special guest.
Yeah.
We got Talia Carr in the house. I'm going to support black business. Shout out to Lauren.
Who's Lauren? Oh. Breathe. Southeast recipe cake.
Yes. Get your edibles. And we want to shout out. We got some dolls in the house tonight. Definitely keeping it all the way official with the promotional videos on Snapchat. Y'all be sure y'all follow us at the Ho Hive. But back to the questions. What drug is the most pleasurable to have
for you?
On?
Yeah, yeah. And please call in or write us in the Ho Hive.
We might have that borderline between great and not so great because. It can also just, I guess you could get to that point where you just kind of linger at not really a climax,
right?
It's
like, and the next thing you're just like,
Yeah. It's kind of a toss up sometimes. It's like, right. You be thinking for a long time that it is sometimes, too. Sometimes you're tired of waiting. I have. And then if you wait, sometimes it's really, really great. So, it's just ups and downs. I don't know. I don't think I would love alcohol and with drugs.
I would. Why not? Alcohol is so impairing. Why would you not?
I guess naturally.
Yeah, come through with Tandy. So we have Tandy in the building. So we have so many hoes in the building tonight.
It's a hoe.
I'll give it up for Tandy.
Drugs and alcohol, like at the same damn time, while having sex?
No, we're talking about just alcohol.
alcohol and its effect on sex right now. We're going to get to all of you can mix and match. Hey,
you know.
Right, she's like, look, we're doing all of this. Oh, yes, I do. As much as I like to have sex sober, I can get down, you know, turned up, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's a little stimulant, especially since tequila, I learned, is a stimulant. Yesterday, I learned it, too, so that explains
hey.
A whole lot. That explains a whole lot on those things.
That,
like the tequila shot.
I do. I love
it.
Honestly, that's really all I drink.
Thank y'all hoes for being lovely ladies.
Thank you.
Tonight.
All right, good night.
Thank you,
Matt.
Good
night. Call in,
come down from Molly, though. I've seen people do Molly. And I would never want to do that shit.
I can't do anything that's gonna make me go ugly.
Yeah. No, like you just need a whole recovery day. Like you'll be so hurt and like paralyzed the next day. Like it doesn't look good. Like it's not worth it to me.
Nah. Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Honestly.
Have you had sex on Molly?
Probably.
Was it good?
Probably.
Yeah. Teach the children. Yes,
so I've recently done, well, not recently, but I've done drugs before I've had sex for the reasons of being able to do certain things I wouldn't be able to do just like what?
No, right?
Definitely anal sex. Definitely anal sex.
So what drugs do you need for that?
Molly is
Molly
perfect.
Have you ever actually put any of these drugs at your, like,
area? Like,
oh, yeah.
Or is it just, so I only ingest drugs by way of my mouth.
Okay.
Orally.
People used to say, you know, put cocaine on your pussy and.
Like, why would you want to numb it though?
Exactly, and I'm like, if that's what it does anyway, why?
I think they numb it so it can last longer. I think porn stars literally like to numb their vagina so they can last long.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about like one sex. I'm not talking about one sex. I mean, like, you know, they got like multiple gigs, you know, back to back. They just gotta numb that thing out.
They said multiple sets.
Coconut their assholes.
Damn. No wonder they make it look so effortless.
Right. Though.
Like, that actually explains a lot.
That's why they be acting so hard. They just be acting like.
Can I just say that I saw the most bomb ass porn, lesbian porn today? Asa Akira and Skin Diamond. Please watch that 30 minutes best.
What website? What website?
It's only 30 minutes. That you'll ever see. Yes. Right. Pull that up on the other laptop.
That sexy Asian bitch. That bitch really like goes in on Skin Diamond. If you like me, Skin Diamond's probably.
But
did
you know some lesbian porn is really bad?
No,
this is
look,
good.
It's not.
Hold up, what?
Photographer on deck. Shout out to the photographer doing the damn thing.
Aisha.
We want to give a special shout out to Aisha.
Thank
She's
you
here.
So much. Yes.
Flicking it up. Just doing a damn good, great job. So follow her on IG at
IbAysha. IbAysha.
All right, y'all heard it. Now record it.
Especially if you're like a burlesque performer, pole dance, like she really can capture your shit. Like,
hey, that's what I'm talking
shameless
about.
Plug, do it.
All right. So my next question is dealers versus users. Who would you go to bed with first and why?
Like free weed or do you
covered this.
It's not a necessity, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It's great. It makes it, it's definitely an enhancer.
And I like, yeah, I'm a cannabis connoisseur, so like that's my preference. And I like different weeds for different things. Like sometimes I want to be creative, sometimes I want to have sex, sometimes I need to go to sleep. Like it really just depends. So, but it's not mandatory.
Right.
But do all drugs enhance sex?
Hell no.
No. I don't.
So, which ones would you say are more?
Just from my experience, I haven't done like all the drugs in the book or anything, but like shroom to me, that is not a sexual drug. Like I'm so I can't. There's it's like what is sex?
We're too connected.
Yeah,
like,
the universe. Yeah, I'm one with the universe right now. I am God.
I just want to touch you like that. Oh my God, Brooke, you're so good. Oh my God.
But no, that's definitely not a sexy drug. That's not even, like, really one of those, like, repeat drugs too many times. Like, I do that, like, maybe once a year, just when I need, like, a spiritual, like, alignment,
if
you will.
I like to make a tea. Like, I like to make a strong tea, you know, eat the red.
I've never done a tea before.
Oh, yeah, just keep it. Just make some goddamn tea with it. You know, to make as much tea as you want with it. It's water, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just eat the rest, and then you and your friends.
Hey, Tina said, I can't remember the last sober sex I had.
That's true.
So what you doing on Saturday, huh?
Ooh.
All right, now.
Oh, yeah, who's right, coming to the whole hot event?
That's right.
So, shameless plug. All right, Taste, Touch, Feel is this Saturday, what is that, September 23rd from 8 to 11. The after party's from 11 to 2. You can get your tickets at www.tastetouchfield.eventbrite.com. We're going to have all the sexy things from aphrodisiacs to sex talk, interactive games, variety acts, burlesque, naked women, all kind of beautiful things. So
and it's an erotic art all night experience. So come out and see all the different art that we're going to have on display. It's definitely very, I guess it's 4D art, real live art. So if you're into all the art stuff and you know about the art all night, we're not too far off from there. Come around and see what we have in the erotic art.
Yes,
spectrum. And this is for all our listeners in the D.C. metropolitan area. I know some of y'all are worldwide. So if you're in the D.C. area, please come through. We'd love to have you. Hey. We just had to pose for the picture. All right, y'all. So back to this talk about weed, sex, and drugs. Actually, matter of fact, Simply Nay, can you hit us with some of our advertisers? Thank you.
Sure I can. The Whole Hive is sponsored by Stand On Thy Media. Stand On Thy Media is a diversified digital media brand amplifying the voices and cultures that are often silent. Oh, if you are interested in seeing the Stand On Thy Media show, I'd suggest you take your mail to www.wheredoyoustand.com. That's the letter, not the word. Again, www.wheredoyoustand.com. And in addition to that, we're sponsored by E4Eve Online, upscale dating for those who identify as members of the lesbian community. Check them out at www.eve4eveonline.com. That's EVE, the number 4, EVEonline.com, and on all your social media outlets. We also have Masculine Crush Monday. Shout out to Girl in the Waist for not only scoring that image, but being E4Eve Online's man, first man of this weekend. So you must have been really good. Dude. I'm just saying, girl. Lastly, you can't talk about the Whole Hive. So, coming up this Saturday, Face Touch Feel, an interactive play date experience with a number of hosts, including Nefertiti, Eva Mystique, and so many more. If you're curious, just come. Literally or figuratively. All the details are available on these internet streets. If you would like to feature your business, product, or service on the Whole Hive or any other Stand On Thy Media show, reach out to us. www.wheredoyoustand.com. Host, tell them what you do, what you sell, what you got. Promote your shit.
Thank you, Simply Nay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all, so back to weed, sex, and drugs. What's our next subtopic coming up?
The consequences of mixing sex, drugs, and weed.
Ooh. Okay. So I've taken ecstasy a few times, but I didn't really get to experience and appreciate the sexual intensity because I was dating somebody who every time we popped the pill got sick, and I ended up rolling and having to take care of somebody else, and it just ruined the whole experience. It kind of just made me not want to do this shit again, like, fuck it. But yeah, it was really sad. It happened like 3 times in a row, so I was just like, you know what, maybe this just isn't for you. Okay. But it, I don't know. And then the one time it was going to go down, I was like young, so I think it was like 17 or so, and we were, like, really into the heat in the moment, and then there was a knock at the door, and it was Shorty's mom. Wow. It was just...
So you guys were 17 on ecstasy.
I did all of my drug experimental phase during my teenage years. I haven't done drugs as an adult. Like, I've smoked weed, and I've done some shrooms, but, again, I don't classify those as drugs, so...
Did you grow up with white people?
I actually did grow up in the suburbs.
Like,
the suburbs.
So
you grew up with me. We black. We together, but we said we had to stick together. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like,
I mean, I didn't start experimenting with drugs or smoking weed, as to say. As soon as I turned 18, child, as soon as I graduated from high school.
But I wasn't smoking weed and doing drugs with white people ever. Like, all the people that I was experimenting with were black people. I don't trust those. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I know we probably have some, like,
Caucasian listeners. I'm sorry. The Whole Hive is really, like, we melanated and popping.
I don't know that you're getting before you take it.
Because I've had an other, I'm just going to say an other, try to woo-bob my J before, and let's put cocaine in the J. No, that person got left in the parking lot on the side of the road. Like, you're not doing this to me. I'm sorry. I don't play those games.
My some experiences with cocaine. Oh God, did I say that?
Yes.
Holy shit. Some of my experiences with drugs, sex, and weed, that I became stigmatized, you know, when you're dealing in the drug culture, you know, automatically people think because you experiment with certain type of drugs that that's who you are. But it's definitely a thin line between using and abusing. And I feel like as long as you're not letting the drug take advantage of you and you're using the drug to your benefit, for whatever that benefit reason may be, then it's okay. But it's just when you, when the abuse starts, you know, that's when, you know, I can appreciate the stigma, you know, I can appreciate the statistics if they say, okay, they became a part of that. But just to classify someone as an addict or a head or whatever because they practice or they, you know, utilize certain drugs or, you know, it's just.
It's your intent. But nowadays, and you honestly, nowadays, people who are experimenting with drugs and doing all this stuff, some people are literally addicted to this, and some people are just not, you know, they're not just on, like, you know, drinking or smoking. Some people are on, like, medications out here mixing this stuff.
Oh,
no,
let's talk about those drugs, though, right?
Some people are really
big pharma is the worst drug dealer, for real.
Y'all ever needed to take two Benadryl before?
Because talk about a trip.
Oh, I totally thought I was dying one time. I was just super high, and I just thought I was dying. I was like, I think I'm dying. Like, I was calling the nurse. I was calling the hospital. I was like, what's going on?
They were like, just come in. Join the
program. Join everybody else. Take your
diet. Because they prescribed it to me. So I'm like, what's going on?
Join everybody else.
Yeah, so yeah.
But you don't, yeah, you never know anybody's struggle. You don't know why people are popping off on drugs. Yeah.
Right. And then everything ain't for everybody. So, like, yeah. How your person back then couldn't mm-hmm. take that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people, certain things just are not for them. And
certain people just cannot smoke weed.
Some people
and
just need
like,
to always be
way?
In a.
How the fuck are you like? How are you responding to marijuana this way? If some people really respond to it, you know, they just can't do it.
Or let's talk about people who have done a drug and never came back from it.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah.
The one and done. Yeah, that's why I can't even try to meander down any of those roads.
Like, I know people with severely, like, addictive personalities, and they'll just pick up one thing, put it down, and pick up something else, and just, it doesn't matter what it is, but... Mm. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Those are the people who stay in school.
Stay in school. That's right. Stay in school.
Experiment.
But school is where they're getting it.
Yeah.
That's where they're finding it.
Yeah.
I got more advice about keeping my child away from drugs in high school than a little bit. I'm like, is that the only thing that happens?
So then it's like, okay, I wonder why are they doing it? Is it sex?
We have someone in the room. What about antidepressants that are fucking up?
Man, that is
libido.
Libido.
Fucking up the libido.
Yeah.
You know, there are some like natural, like, you know, ginkgo or what is, you know, there's some mm-hmm. ginseng for that,
ginseng,
you know.
Right.
There's some, what else is there? The vegan with the knowledge of the herbs.
You'll make a face
pop. You need to make, like, a sex juice.
Yes.
with goji berries and, like.
All natural. I'm like,
I totally you should make a sex juice and, like, serve it.
Well,
I'm next to it.
Now we got me plotting for the next 3 days. How I'm going to pull this off by Saturday.
Where am I going to get all
these folks? Have y'all ever drank, like, the different tonics they have, like, at, if you ever been to, like, a Jamaican market or international market, and they have the little bottles, different, like...
Oh, I have to look up the names of some, but they're, like, different kinds of, like the little ginseng ones that you see at the
mm-hmm.
counter. But they have different size, different ones. I think
mm-hmm.
one is tiger or something.
Oh,
like
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
I haven't been around.
Tiger, how you see that shit?
shit before.
Yeah, it's like ginseng, vitamin, like, you know. All
but
I've
seen people when they literally look like they got high, like they drink it's like wine, like to them, and it's like.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I tried that bullshit.
That
it don't work.
I mean.
You're
just
waiting
for
it
to be like, all right, can you hit me now or not?
I was just going, like,
y'all expected too much. Y'all was like, y'all was, that's, I thought y'all was going to go super saiyan.
No,
like,
my
word is action. Like, what the fuck? I thought that's what I thought too. And nothing was happening for me, but it happens for them all the time.
That was my mind playing tricks on them.
It's a placebo.
No, but they
did
have a low tolerance for everything. So
we're getting
to it. That's why.
That was Red Bull without the sugar.
How y'all feel about that fake weed that we sell?
Oh, no, cake.
Nah. That should be killing people.
All right, so,
people into zombies.
So I have.
Right?
I,
no,
I
told
you. It took a forever
matter. I've had an experience. I've had an experience with the K2 and Jack Daniel's honey whiskey. And this is what I will say. I don't recommend anyone smoke K2.
Duh.
Dad is like, duh.
I'm glad you're still with us. So, if anybody is rolling up a sheet of Fruity Pebbles, do not smoke it because that's exactly what K2 looks like.
Yeah. So, I had to definitely educate myself on K2 after I smoked it, and that was like a couple months down the road, maybe like a couple years down the road. But point of the matter is, I smoked K2. Probably twice in my life, and it was back to back. And of course, I was dating a Caucasian guy at the time, and so that, hence the Jack Daniel's honey whiskey. But this
he
is what.
Wait,
I don't remember
him.
Yeah, we're not
gonna
use no names. We're in a safe space.
I wanted to
just reflect on the K2 experience. I smoked the K2, and I was drinking Jack Daniel's honey. All I remember is we were having a conversation. And I'm going to throw this out here as a disclaimer. I'm just going to let you guys know. He had roaches. So after I...
And not weed.
Wait a minute.
No,
what
way
kind of roaches are
there's
you talking
no,
about?
Not
we're talking about the critters that with legs that crawl.
From like Jurassic Park.
Well, no, I'm gonna tell you that what the K2 did for me. So I smoked the K2, I drank the Jack Daniel honey, and the next thing I know is we were having a conversation about something important, and our conversation just turned into like mush. I literally felt my brain just like liquefy and everything start like.
This is your brain on drugs. Some commercials.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. And all I know is we ended up in the bed, and we had some wild, I don't know, outlandish sex. When we woke up, we were sleeping the wrong way on the bed, and all I kept thinking about was the roaches had a blast. Because at the angle that we slept, like, I'm pretty sure.
It was out of your mouth.
Ew. Ew. I don't want to talk about it, but that's that. So don't smoke no K2 and don't drink the fucking Jack Daniels. Don't drink Jack Daniels and smoke K2. But
especially not if you had a house with roaches.
Well, especially if you're house.
Your brain will turn to mush.
But that was a couple years ago, and I don't want to reflect on things like that. But what I will say is, recently I had some anal sex.
Oh,
girl. Girl, you know I'm doing it in the bed. Don't
hear that. Where were you leading us with this anal sex?
I was just segueing out of the conversation.
Yeah,
you
got one co-signer.
Now you
got following it up. Like,
you got one co-signer over there. So is it considered sex all the way? That's the whole thing?
Were you on drugs?
Like that was the goal?
The caller might be listening, so I don't. That's
the caller?
The listener might be listening.
I'm like whispering.
What else are you listening to?
we did partake in those activities, and I was able to be a little bit more flexible in the buttocks area.
I have a very recent discovery. I realized when I'm high and I'm having sex, I am a lot more quieter, but I come harder. But then when I'm like completely sober having sex, I'm like, ah, 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 ah. Yeah, I'm like crazy. Like something about, you know, just being high. I'm like, I don't have to say a word, but I'm like, nah, I know.
When you can just be still, it's fucking you're high. And you're getting that work.
Yeah. And that's, you know, you just gushing in your house.
Check and make sure she's breathing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Cause you be
choking
me. Don't do that.
Yeah. I'm a choker. Who's like hit a blunt while they're getting hit? Like, oh, I just, you know. That's
Wait,
a, you know that's,
oh,
that's a pretty nice story. I got a story.
That's a pretty nice visual.
Hi.
I got a story. So I remember one day, baby, fight. It's like, I just want to smoke a chain, get, you know, and get my pussy ate. Okay.
Oh, so when?
I was like, all right. I was like, so come over when you go. Before I got the J roll, let her in the car, put her in the back seat.
And now this motherfucker said, just know.
Yeah, you got the back seat special.
Yeah, that is special.
Thank you. And from then on, she thinks all the head honey.
I'm uncensored, Des with a Z.
Are you talking about here? On the podcast?
I'm talking about like sexual things.
This daddy, but that's it.
Yeah. I don't know what my name is, but I know I call him daddy. Yeah.
What'd you call me, Bambi?
Bambi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bambi.
How do you say that when you're just having sex?
Oh, Bambi.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
How do you, I don't even know that you do call me Bambi when we're having sex.
I think I blame Ma.
Or something like that.
Oh, sorry.
Ma, get your ass over here.
Ooh.
All right, so how do we start talking about our stuff?
I don't know.
I was listening. All
right, so I got a question, y'all.
Have drugs, weed, or alcohol made you do something sexually that you didn't anticipate doing?
Hell
or,
yeah.
You know, all right.
Of course.
Hell fucking yeah. I'm sucking balls. I'm licking ass. I'm spreading crack. I'm doing all of that.
And I'm doing
that. Oh, so I got the groceries ate so impeccably the other day. Like,
I support the mess. Now I'm walking around with the eat ass face.
God damn it. All right.
Happened.
I'm grown now.
I was just
hit my first blunt.
You were so old. Oh, when did y'all start smoking weed?
I was 13 years old.
I want to
say 12.
I think it was just
15. But my
totally
sister,
got caught.
They were like 25 and 90, so they were introduced to weed a little bit earlier than I was. I think it was 15 of my.
It was bonding activity.
God, I wish I got high in high school.
It was just a bonding activity after school. And we had a good time. We bonded very well.
I remember we used to sneak alcohol in little water bottles and just, like, get drunk in school. Like,
that. Where's our water bottle, our wine bottle?
Oh, you guys have wine?
We have in a canteen, my nigga. No judgment.
Hey, you got to get it wherever.
So I'm driving down the road, like, all right, reckless.
Okay.
Looking all extra healthy on the way to teach a dance class.
Yeah.
There. Oh, if y'all was in my Tuesday class.
Oh. I've never taken drugs.
No drug ever.
Real drugs, like hard drugs. Nah, just weed. Alcohol.
And weed is a plant.
Right.
Which is fine. That's all.
Yeah, I ain't never taken drugs.
Okay, what about prescription drugs?
Yes. I was
Have you ever been high on Benadryl?
Very. Vicodin.
Yeah.
That was what I had.
I think actually maybe about 3 years ago, after high school, Vicodin was my shit.
I recently took like one half of a promethazine while I was like drinking wine, and I don't really know why me and my friend did that, but I was inside of the couch.
Yeah.
I was inside.
Your sunken place.
Sorry. Yeah, promethazine. That's what they call syrup.
Y'all do lean?
Yeah, I don't do lean. I've never done lean before.
After taking that activity before.
It's just nothing attractive about drinking cough syrup.
Yo.
I remember the Bammers in high school used to put NyQuil and E&J together.
Yeah,
it really was a thing.
No, like lean is everything, and lean is not a cup of cough syrup. So I just had to speak from the book of experiences that have been had and share that lean is nice. Yes, it's not a cup of cough syrup. If made correctly, it tastes like the best Mountain Dew you've ever had in your whole entire life.
So what exactly are the active ingredients in lean?
Oh, it depends on who makes it. It's kind of like a cocktail. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can have a martini that has 3 ingredients in it, and then you can have a martini that has 33 ingredients in it. It depends on how far you go. And when these niggas hit the dying, they gone too far. They made a left on doing too much. They lean too hard. They lean forward. You know what I'm saying? We got to be real. Lean ain't never hurt nobody. And Miss Molly, she's cute. Miss, yes.
Am I leashing you? All right, Paula. Yeah.
Isn't it like a regional thing? Is it like a social thing? Like, I just don't know anybody who does lean, but I guess that's why I've never been exposed to it. But, like, is
also,
it like a bigger thing?
Can a lean
exist?
To be honest,
that's
a
wedding
thing.
No. Like, I've done it.
But is it a nigga thing? Let's be real.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm not about to say you're acting like it's a nigga thing because I don't have niggas.
What is a nigga?
Right.
Are we really going to go here? Do y'all not know what the fuck I'm talking about? Like, for real.
Thank you.
Are we doing this right now? We talk about sex,
thank
drugs,
you.
And weed. We are not talking about the politically correct term for black people. Okay? Damn.
What is a nigga? We too black already. You can't take us nowhere.
Reckless.
That's why we're uncensored on this show, because you can do stuff like that, and if you don't like it, you don't have to fucking listen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You appreciate the view.
Thanks.
So,
what else?
Left in the show.
Can we get a nice weed tone real quick?
Can we get some nice
some tunes to.
Who's smoking right the fuck
now? What's up, nigga?
Hell yeah, what's up, my nigga? Ain't nothing just out here grinding, my nigga. You know what it is. What's up, nigga? What you need?
I need some weed.
Oh, man, I don't even fuck with the weed no more, man. Oh, hell no, man. I got this new shit, man. This shit called ecstasy, man.
Ecstasy.
What? Nigga, this the shit, man. I'm telling you. Nigga, this shit'll have you on the level with your female and everything, nigga. Look, I'm gonna give you one of these motherfuckers that you try this motherfucker out, man. And I bet you be calling me tomorrow talking about you want some more of this shit, man. I'm telling you. Shit, how you on the level, man. You need to put that weed down. Fuck with this shit, boy. I'm telling you, boy.
This
I'm telling you, boy, see how you on the level.
Fuck it, give me what the motherfuckers did, man.
Yeah, take that one and call me in the morning, nigga.
Get the wheel to watch and go down, go down, step into my way. Time, and feeling so negative, 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 coffee, bitches, fuck bitches, city be peeled out. Feeling out, moving slow, and busy be rock on. Somewhere, let me go, we in the club, drunk, fucked up, and still rolling. They know my pocket's falling, all the trauma we rolling.
Y'all, we're gonna sign off. We're gonna leave you with one more song. This is Brooke J the Centralist.
Jazz with a Z.
And it's Uncensored. And we also have
Dakota
and Sandy in the building. So catch us next time when we're talking about, oh, let's not forget our lovely camera woman.
Aisha.
Aisha. All right.
Follow her on IG.
IB Aisha on IG. All right. We're signing out. Peace.
I was gonna say bye. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why. Why, man? Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da, 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.